the Yoino explains the basic principles, the basic aspects of tshuva. Ha'ikar Arishan, the first major principle of tshuva, is a charoto. The realization that I've done something that I shouldn't do and I regret it. I mean, without that taking place, nothing can begin to move in this world. Right? What does the Novi say in Yirmi on Perak Beis? The greatest of all the chatoim is when we tell the Rabbeinu Shalom we didn't do any chet. If there's no chet, then there's no reason to do tshuva. Nothing has to change. So, Aleph is charoto. Yovin levovo is to understand firau v'mar ozvo yes Hashem. To leave the Rabbeinu Shalom is a disaster, is a very bitter and terrible step. Once I understand that taking a step away from the Rabbeinu Shalom is the most consequentially negative thing that I could do in this world, so then there's some hope for me. Then v'yoshev alibay, that I should contemplate the fact besides that I've forsaken the Rabbeinu Shalom, it doesn't come for free. The person is going to call me to task for it if I don't do tshuva. Kinyan shenemar, as we say at the end of Chumash Dvarim, li nokom v'shilim. V'nemar guru lachem evdei cherev. Fear the cherev, ki chema avoyna es cherev. V'yischaret al mais avaroim v'yom avuvavu. A person should regret, truly regret, that which he's done. Different types of regret. There's a regret that a person does something he doesn't really want to do, but after he does it, he feels bad that he's done it. But that's where it ends. Tomorrow he'll be back in the same boot as he was today. Chavos HaLevavos says that's not a meaningful charoto. Charoto has to be the realization of what I have to do about it. I have to do something about it. V'yoymer v'yischorat d'mayis avaron v'yoymer b'lvovoy. Mo'asisi. How did I do this? Eich lo hoya pachar alokim l'neged eilai. Why was I not concerned with what the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted? V'lo yogorti, and I wasn't afraid me to chochoy salovoyim and ashvotim aron. Lo chamalti agufi, I haven't had rachmanis on my physical self, and certainly lo chosay eini olav, bishachsav ne'anos rega echad, for a moment's distraction, I'm willing to give everything away. V'nim shalti le'ish, and sheyigzo v'yachmos v'yochol v'yizba. A person commits himself to a life of crime, so we'll have a good time. But v'yodeya, the judge is going to break his head for him. So what do you do? With raw mizos, so I'll get einish in this world. That's already a problem. With raw mizos, kaiyisi ala nefesh ayekora zori. And what have I done to the neshama? Right. The Rambam writes that just this chayli aguf, this chayli anefesh. The Gemara says in Megillah that why does the bracha of Rifoeinu come after the bracha of Hashiveinu? Because there's a pasuk that says Rishol v'Rofolei. And as the Marsha points out, the refuah that we're talking about is not only the refuah saguf, it's the refuah sanefesh too. The neshama, as the Rambam says, is ill. It's taken ill. It's been exposed to a deadly disease. And if we don't do tshuva for it, the neshama is ill. So that's what I've done to the neshama. Lomo or lemoho ilo b'chol kinyonel. What is significant in this world that I have accomplished imro b'enei Adonai? If the Rabbeinu Shel Olam despises me, so what am I? And how did I give away this world, the world to come, which is permanent, for a passing world. This world is transient. No matter how long a person lives, but there's a beginning and there's an end. A person acted not with human seichel. I did not act consistent with logic, with seichel. So, this is the first step that a person needs to do tshuva, the realization that I've done things that I shouldn't do. And there's another aspect to this too, and that's not only this, it's not only in the negative sense, there's a positive aspect to it too. The last parak in the Rambam is 10 parakim menuchos tshuva. Parak Yud in the Rambam is how to be over to be ava. Very nice, but what's it doing at the end of Hilchos Tshuva? Avodah Me'avah is a very high madrega. It's two types, all right? And you say the Torah that the highest madrega is not Yir, is Ava. But what the 10th parak, the Seif Posuk of Hilchos Tshuva is Avodah Me'avah. Because the Rambam is telling us the Derech of Tshuva, that's the Derech of Avodah. There's a difference, though. A chayte, so he starts in the negatives. So he first has to get to zero, and then from zero he has to go. A person that's not a chayte, so he's somewhere in the positive column. So, but he still has to go the rest of the route as far as he can get in this world. How do we go about that? The same process, the same steps of tshuva. And the first thing that every person needs to go forward, I'm doing good things, but I realize I could go further than I've gone. Not that I necessarily didn't go until now as far as I could go. Let's say I did. But I can still go further. What will propel me to go further is a certain realization that, listen, what I have is not everything I'm supposed to have. That's also a regret. It's not a regret for what I couldn't have done, but listen, I'm not, I feel stressed that if I'm going to stay at this point. So I have to push myself forward. So with all avodas Hashem, this step of charoto is a necessary step. Well, the ones in the negatives, the ones in the positives. But none of us grow, nothing is accomplished in life unless we have the feeling that where we're at is not where we want to stay. And that's inevitably uncomfortable in life. It's an uncomfortable step. I'd like to be comfortable. I'm happy with myself, I'm happy where I am, and I want to stay put. But life is not that way. Life demands of us on all fronts. And the world of Gashmi is too, we can't stay put. The world's changing constantly around us. If we're not on the move in the world of Gashmias, then we're not going to keep up. We're not going to be employed for too long. The world keeps changing, and we have to change with the world around us to succeed. And it's no different. In the world of Ruchnias, we also have to make changes as we go along if we're going to succeed. So this process that Rabbeinu Yonah describes is really, as the Rambam spells out, Nichos Tshuva, is the very process of Avodah itself, of augmenting a service of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael, good year.